Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Hour number two of our radio program. Welcome aboard. That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast, CBS Sports Radio. Always hit us up, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Make sure you follow along Twitter, Instagram, at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life well, Rocket can. Biggest story of the day, Tua Tagovailoa. We all saw what transpired last week on Sunday. I was shocked he returned to the game when he stood up and then fell down, and he was clearly wobbly. And the next thing you know, he's back on the field and leads a victory for the Dolphins over the Bills. At the time, puts the Bills to 2-1, and the Dolphins, they go to 3-0. And after the game, they said it was a back injury. Now, to get back on the field, you have to be cleared by an independent neurologist, and then also you have to be cleared by a team doctor as well. So he got the clearance. Dolphins put him back on the field. They win the game, and you have a short week on Thursday. There was never a doubt in my mind that Tua was going to play because he returned on Sunday. And last night was scary. It was awful. It was terrible. You see his hands locked up. Goes to a level one trauma center and somehow gets released and gets back on a plane last night. So I was shocked when he got released and he was able to fly back with the team. I'm not a doctor. It did not make sense to me. I was surprised when we saw that last night, but that's what the medical professionals say. And that's the thing here. For anyone that's killing the Dolphins, and I get it, we all look to blame someone. They follow what the doctors say. That's the bottom line here. Now, I could question, and people will then tweet me and go, oh, who are you? You're just a talk show. I say, I'm not a doctor. I'm not denying that. But when I sit here and watch what we saw last week and last night, it is mystifying to me. And maybe the protocols have to change, and that's a bigger topic of conversation. But it is weird to me how he got back on the field last week with the way that we saw him walking or needing help to walk off the field last week. And last night, could it have been an isolated injury? Yes, plausible. Maybe it had nothing to do with what transpired on Sunday. Maybe he didn't have a concussion on Sunday. But when he's lying on the field like that last night with his hands locked up like that, first off, it's extremely scary. But when you start to think about it, it's impossible to not think about what happened on Sunday and how he's allowed to return to the game. And if he suffered two concussions back-to-back, you know, one could ruin your career. You just wonder what that does if he actually did suffer two concussions, one on Sunday and then one on Thursday. So best wishes to Tua Tagovailoa. Personally, and the Dolphins are a great story because they're 3-1. I don't care when he plays football next. I know he wants to get back on the field as soon as possible. I just hope he does right, because a lot of times when we get caught up in gambling, we get caught up in fantasy, we get caught up just naturally in our teams, we forget that these players are human as well. And I wouldn't want to see any human being go through what Tua went through last night, because it doesn't matter if you're a Bengals fan, Dolphins fan, NFL fan or not, you watch it and you know something was not right. Let's get to the biggest stories of the day with some audio. It's the news brief.
time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel, this is from last night, says they would not mess with the handling of concussions when it comes to everyone questioning them about the way that they handled Tua Tagovailoa from Sunday leading up to last night.
For me, as long as I'm coaching here, if there's any, you know, I'm not going to fudge that whole situation. If there's any sort of inclination that someone has a concussion, they go into the concussion protocol, and it's very strict. If people don't vary or stray, we don't mess with that. Never have, and as long as I'm the head coach, that will never be an issue that you guys have to worry about.
Now, we know McDaniel makes a lot of money, and that's part of the job, having to talk to the media. And right now, your owner suspended from that whole disaster of a situation with Brian Flores and Tom Brady, and that's all well documented. It is, though, a tough spot for McDaniel, because you could say, yeah, even though he was cleared, he shouldn't put him back on the field. And I get that. But all a coach could do, and just like me, and just like Mike McDaniel and you, he's not a doctor. So if the people that are paid to be doctors say that he's good to go and he's cleared, McDaniel is then going to play as quarterback. It's not like the doctors go up to Mike McDaniel and say, well, how imperative is he so you could run this play, that play, and this play? No. The doctors make the decision if he's cleared or not. Last week, I don't know how they do so, but they made the decision that he was cleared to play. So I can't really kill McDaniel for them playing his quarterback, even though when you watch it, you go, he's got to have a concussion. Mike McDaniel described the Tua Tagovailoa injury from last night.
That was an emotional moment. That is not part of the deal that anyone signs up for, even though you know it's a possibility in football to have something that you have to get taken off and on a stretcher. Is, you know, all of his teammates, myself, we were all very, very concerned. So the best news that we could get is that everything is checked out, that he didn't have anything more serious than a concussion.
And Mike McDaniel was asked if he has any regrets about the handling of Tua Tagovailoa leading up to the game last night.
Absolutely not. If I would have, that would be irresponsible in the first place, and I shouldn't be in this position.
I really don't know what else he could say, Ryan. Because when something like that happens, clearly we're all outraged and it's scary when you see go down what goes down, but he's a football coach at the end of the day. And it's like, if you tell me, and I'm the football coach, and let's say you're the doctor, hey, what's the update on Tua? Oh, we cleared him. He doesn't have a concussion. What am I going to say? I'm not going to play him? Like, Tua, do you feel like you can play? Yeah, okay, then you're going to put him on the field. Right?
I'm with you. What else are you supposed to do? Like, if you sit him out, then what is everyone talking about today? What is wrong with Mike McDaniel? Why are you not playing a guy who's healthy? And let's say Teddy Bridgewater plays, they lose, get smoked. It's like, what are you doing? So it's like, it's a no-win situation, but you're right. You listen to the experts and you do what you're told.
Mike McDaniel did address reporters today, and he gave an update on the status of Tua Tagovailoa.
Talking to him this morning, I think he's still feeling some of those headaches, and he's 12... I think he's probably just finishing his MRI right now, and so we'll find the results on that. That's just an extra kind of precaution.
And he was asked today if Tua Tagovailoa was going to be placed on injured reserve.
To be completely forthright, I'm not even really thinking about timetables or anything regarding him as a player right now. It's all about really to the person. That's the you know, what gets lost in all this is there's human relationships.
So I hate to go here, But it's been part of the conversation, Ryan, because a lot of people are outraged that he played in the game last night from what we saw on Sunday. And then he's back. He returned to that game and then plays on Thursday. Their next game is October 9th against the Jets. You think Tua's on the field up against the Jets? My first indication would be no, that he's not. A lot could change from now until then, but right now I would say no.
I would agree, but if we're sitting here on October 10th saying Tua's back and look good, would I be, like, absolutely shocked?
Oh, nothing stuns me with the NFL on player safety. Or the lack of it. Let's just call it how it is. Mike McDaniel says the Dolphins followed the right steps in clearing Tua Tagovailoa.
The whole process for what happened on the Bills game was, you know, he was evaluated for a head injury immediately. That's what we brought him under the tent for and brought him inside for. He was evaluated and then cleared by several layers of medical professionals who I don't pretend to be one, but those people, the collection of them, cleared him of any head injury whatsoever.
Let's go to Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network, NFL Insider. He says the Dolphins went above and beyond the required protocols to make sure Tua was good to play on Thursday.
Under those NFL-NFLPA concussion protocols, which are jointly negotiated, gross motor instability is a no-go if it's determined by the doctors, the team physician, in consultation with the neurotrauma expert, that it is caused by neurological issues. In this case, those doctors determine it was related to a back injury for Tua Tagovailoa. In terms of what Mike McDaniel is saying here, he also made the point that if he held a player out for medical reasons against medical advice, then at what point would he decide that it is okay to play Tua Tagovailoa? You heard McDaniel say he spent time with Tua throughout the week. We heard from him in multiple press conferences, and we also know, thanks to Dr. Alan Sills in that interview with Judy Batista earlier today, Tua continued to be checked each day of the week beyond what is actually dictated in the protocols.
I don't think the independent person involved in this, team doctor, could understand the skepticism, Rye. But I don't think the independent doctor, neurologist, is going to say, yeah, we're going to clear him because he needs to get back on the field, but he didn't have a concussion. But you do watch what happened last week. You go, that dude definitely had a concussion. And then they talk about the back injury when he's walking off the field, and I think we've all had back problems. Now, I can't compare it to NFL players. It's just totally different when you start to compare your injuries to NFL players' injuries. But Tua's grabbing his head when he walks off the when he's trying to walk off the field last week. He couldn't walk off the field, but he was trying, and he was grabbing his head. So that's why it's a tough sell on the back part.
I mean, I would agree. Somehow he was cleared, but I'm with
that's
you.
I'm not the doctor. Full disclosure. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall and figure out how the heck this guy was actually cleared to play. I'm curious what the process is. John Harbaugh was shocked that Tua Tagovailoa was allowed to play on Thursday.
I couldn't believe what I saw last night. I couldn't believe what I saw last Sunday. You know, it was just something that was astonishing to see. I've been coaching for 40 years. College in the NFL, almost 40. And I've never seen anything like it before. And it just was really something that, you know, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Am I missing something here, Ryan? I'm not shocked that he played in the game last night. He returned on Sunday. Now, I know Coach Harbaugh said I was shocked that he returned on Sunday, but once you return on Sunday, why wouldn't he then play on Thursday unless if he experienced symptoms?
That's part of my frustration with this whole thing, is this now all of a sudden hindsight outrage of, I can't believe he was playing yesterday. No one leading into the game yesterday was saying, I can't believe he's playing. This is an
Besides
atrocity.
Besides that one doctor.
Yes.
That was on with Maggie and Perloff today.
The Concussion Legacy Foundation founder, who is a doctor and is very upfront about concussions.
And he hit it right out of the park.
Credit to him. He was spot on. No one else I saw, fan, media-wise, was saying this is outrageous that he's playing. All of a sudden, the concussion happens. Why is he allowed to play? This is fire everyone in the Dolphins, fire everyone in the NFL. It's, well, where was your outrage 3 hours ago before the game started?
Well, I think there was outrage last week because he came back and I was on Eye on Football. I was like, "How he's back? I'm shocked." But then he plays and plays well, and you could play through a concussion, depending on the severity of the concussion. And Whitworth said it last night that he's done it before. So I think the outrage really should have been last week, where I think there was some outrage. But once he plays last week, there was never a thought that he's not going to play on Thursday. It was just, it was, he came back and played on Sunday. Now, I'm not saying that he definitely did not have a concussion on Sunday, but the doctors cleared him. It's awful what occurred last night. It's horrible what occurred last night. But I don't really know where to point the blame other than I should say maybe they should have stricter protocols, or if you can't walk off the field on your own power and you're clearly wobbly, that you're just automatically ruled out. But he went through the proper testing and somehow he was approved by two doctors. Like, part of me says, how the heck did those doctors approve him to play? But they're the doctors. I'm not. Let's listen up to Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor says the team didn't panic after starting 0-2, and now they're sitting with a 2-2 record.
We got a great team, man. I love this team. I love everything about them. They didn't hesitate for 1 second after those first 2 weeks when all the noise was getting loud about the expectations. All that, they didn't let that affect them for 1 second. They just came out there and answered the bell and responded 2 consecutive weeks.
That offensive line, though, has to be better. I know Burrow last night said the offensive line was awesome. And the offensive line was okay last night. What's going to make or break their season, I know they survived last year with a horrible offensive line, is if Kappa, Karras, and Collins could start gelling and they could build synergy on that offensive line, because the protection for Joe Burrow just has to be better. DJ Moore. Panthers are 1-2. They got a victory last week up against the Saints. They go up against the Cardinals in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. The DJ Moore Baker Mayfield connection has not been special so far. I think DJ Moore can be a top 10 wide receiver in the league, but he needs more targets. And so far, Baker's not getting the football. DJ Moore was asked why he and Baker are not on the same page so far.
Doesn't have to be on the same page, you know, just pitch and catch. It's still a kid's game at the end of the day.
You haven't had any problem getting open for 4 years. So, I mean, is it surprising to hear that? Or?
Is it surprising? Y'all got that from him. Like, it shouldn't, that don't matter. Like, don't matter to me. Getting open is getting open. Open is 1 yard, 0.5 yards. Open is open in this league. Like, quarterback, if he doesn't see it that way, it's cool. They go into the next read, next person is open. That goes for everybody in our room. Everybody can get open. Doesn't matter.
That was weird, Ryan. That sounds like a guy that's saying, Baker may not think I'm open, but I am open. It's up to him to see me and get the football to me. That's the only way to interpret that, right?
I would agree. Like you said, a half yard is open in the NFL. The windows are tight. Baker maybe is, you know, used to or expects bigger windows that just maybe are never going to be there.
Now, if you ask Odell Beckham Jr.'s father, there was a lot of time Odell was open as well, and Baker didn't get him the football either. So maybe that's more of a Baker issue. DJ Moore has had more success in the NFL than Baker Mayfield has. If I had to take a side, I would go more DJ Moore than Baker Mayfield at this point.
I think what we need to do is follow DJ Moore's dad on Twitter, if he is on Twitter. See if there's any, you know,
get a family member going.
Release of the tapes so far.
When will the Baker diss track happen by one DJ Moore? Jerry Jones. Remember, he tried to start a quarterback competition last week. He was asked again today if Cooper Rush will continue to play if he keeps on winning. 105.3 The Fan.
No, no. All it does is tell me that we're in great shape at the quarterback position. And that's important. And you can't be in great shape unless you've got somebody that can, if you've got good backup situations. That bothered me real when we lost Dak so early when it first happened. Boy, I thought, what have we got here? But we went within. We called on Cooper. Turned out here as we're in good shape at backup quarterback.
I thought last week, though, you would welcome a quarterback controversy and competition. Maybe like Mike McCarthy was like, Jerry, there's no competition. Shut up. What are you doing? And finally, Doug Peterson says the team won't be distracted by his return to Philadelphia Eagles and Jaguars this weekend at Lincoln Financial Field.
I expect the team to handle it, you know, one with class and one with just, you know, the fact that, okay, you know, that's fine. You know, we still have to go to work every day and prepare for another football game. And, you know, that starts with me, you know, during the week and setting the tone.
I feel like Doug just walks into the locker room on Sunday and goes, guys, we're 2-1. We're doing well. I won a Super Bowl here. And then they fired me shortly after that. Let's go win the football game and show them who's boss. That's how I approach it if I'm Doug Peterson. And maybe the Jaguars are like, yeah, let's go win one for the old ball coach. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Morons. It is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And you can think of O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Looking at the slate for the next 2 days in college football, and I say the next 2 days because you do have a very good game tonight, Washington at UCLA. Is anyone going to go to this game? Have you seen some of the images at the Rose Bowl? Hot take, Hickey? No one's been there.
Lane Kiffin has complained about, you know, his stadium looking like a high school stadium. You know, Ole Miss fans not showing up on game time.
That looks like a middle school stadium.
I mean, if like this is like...
It looks like a peewee game.
A five-year-old
T-ball.
No one
shows up anymore. So the first time I saw it early in the year, I said to myself, because you're kind of programmed this way with how many announcers weren't on the road for the pandemic. I almost thought to myself, was this a green screen? Like, were the announcers just on a green screen and they put an empty stadium behind them? And then I saw actual photos on Twitter. It looked like there was 1,000 people in the stadium here. Like, a little bit hyperbole, but it did not look like there was many people in the stadium.
You want to, you know, the blame back then was the heat wave that was going on in L.A. We'll see. The traffic, I'm sure, will be blamed for tonight. 7:30, local kick. L.A. traffic is never good.
Come on.
Not a big crowd tonight. I'm not expecting one.
So I've been in your spot before where you kind of have no social life on a Friday night because of the show that you host from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern on early Saturday morning. Those Friday night football games in college, I know you're not a big gambler, but like throw like $10 on them. When Pharrell used to be here, oh, Pharrell used to come running out during the break. Gelb, how we doing? Pharrell on the bench, shake it up. Let's go look at that touchdown. We got a touchdown. We got a touchdown. And that would just be awesome in the newsroom. I would ask Scott what his picks were, throw a little coin in on the action, and it would just be a palpable buzz in the newsroom. But this is a good football game tonight. Washington, Kalen DeBoer is off to a great start. Michael Penix is now healthy, and he's redeemed himself. The former Indiana quarterback, who I know you love, being a Penn State football fan, touchdown. I love it. And then UCLA, it's like UCLA is just there. Now, I don't think anyone believes in Chip Kelly that he's going to turn him around, but they are 4-0, and Dorian Thompson-Robinson is a very fun player to watch. I think this is a high-scoring affair tonight. There may not be a lot of people in the stadium, but this is a fun Friday night football game.
This is, I'm, like you said, fired up. This is really, yeah. At 10:32, the perfect bridge from this show to my show. It's
gets you to 2 a.m.
Let's go. Let's go.
This weekend, I'm very curious to see what Michigan does against Iowa. I think Michigan's going to win the game. And sometimes you say style points don't matter. I feel like style points do matter in this one because Michigan has played basically no football teams through the first 4 weeks of the season. Now, I'm a believer in Michigan. I like Blake Corum a lot. Dark horse for a Heisman. J.J. McCarthy's a really good quarterback. They have a lot of speed. Ronnie Bell is back after that devastating injury from week one last year. But now this is your first legit opponent. Sorry, Maryland, even though the game was a little bit closer than expected, it was not a legit opponent. Iowa, we know their defense is great. Offensively, though, I don't see how Michigan loses this game because even with how great the Iowa defense is, this Iowa offense is anemic. They just can't put up points.
The Iowa offense stinks, like you said. The big thing that you have to watch out for and how they get you, turnovers. They are ball-hawking defense. Yeah. J.J. McCarthy is going to be, like you mentioned, the first real test for him. And Iowa, last six times, a top-five opponent has come into Iowa, coming to Kinnick, 5-1.
I'll take Michigan this
They are 5-1.
I'll take Michigan, you?
I'll go the Hawkeyes.
You hate
Upset
Michigan.
Upset City. I've seen it too many times.
Yeah,
it's
but
a weird
let me tell
place.
You this. If this was Ohio State going to Iowa this weekend, you without a doubt would take Ohio State. You just have a passion for hating Michigan.
Ohio State is proven. They have proven players. I haven't seen them in Michigan.
What do you
Too
mean?
Too many new players.
Yeah,
Too many new faces.
They do have a lot of players that were... I know that they lost Hutchins and Ajabo, but you do got some players that played a role last year in winning a Big Ten championship.
I've not seen a lot from J.J. McCarthy so far. We'll see what he has. This is his first true test. Blake Corum's been a stud.
You didn't get excited with what he did up against Hawaii and UConn?
No. Could not against two of arguably the worst teams okay. in college football.
Could we place a side wager on this game?
A side wager?
Yeah, you still owe me a dinner. I was gracious enough to take one of the dinners off the table just to be a nice person. I was in a good mood. So you still have not got me dinner that you owe me. Do you want to go double or nothing here, Mr. Oh, Iowa's going to win the game? Just straight up, Michigan-Iowa. If Michigan wins, I get two dinners. And if Iowa wins, you don't ever have to hear me bring up this dinner that you owe me, which you've been weaseling your way out of.
I'm going to pass. I'm not trusting.
No guts.
I'm not
no
trusting
guts, no
another
heart.
Dinner Ack. On Iowa's.
No guts, no glory.
Ack, you've been around here a long time. Should've. A talk show host says Iowa's going to win the game, and then you call him on his... On his bet, and you go, hey, let's actually ante up here, and he's not willing to place a dinner on it, that's weak. That means he doesn't believe Iowa actually wins the game.
I think he just should have gone double or nothing. This way, you know, it's either he's off the hook or he's
in the hole.
Yeah. But, you know, he's got a 50-50
just a bit further.
50-50 chance.
Yeah. And I already took one dinner off the board for free because I'm a benevolent person. Kentucky at Ole Miss. This spread is Ole Miss -6.5. First legit opponent for Ole Miss. We know how good Kentucky is and what Kentucky has showed so far this season. Will Levis, their quarterback, Mark Stoops has done a sensational job at that program. This line being Ole Miss -6.5, it feels like it's Vegas begging you to plus the points on Kentucky. Kentucky's the better football team, but I'm just intrigued what Ole Miss is going to be. It's got to be a packed house from the jump because Lane Kiffin called the fans out this week for showing up late. And this is a big spot for Jackson Dart up against a good Kentucky defense, just with the lack of competition they've been playing through the first few weeks of the season. I think this is a close game. Maybe I'm going to be a sucker here. I have to plus the 6.5 points, though. But I guess that's what Vegas wants me to do, right? Because the 6.5 spread doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. With that said, I'll still take Ole Miss at home. I think their offense is explosive.
Would you lay the 6.5, though?
I would.
You would?
Okay. I would.
Bama and Arkansas. You want to put a dinner on that one? No, I'm just kidding. Bama and Arkansas. I like Sam Pittman. I like KJ Jefferson. I like that Arkansas program of Pig Suey. It's one of the best chants in college football. What they did against Texas A&M, though, I cannot, and I know Alabama, everyone's going to say, oh, against Texas, and Quinn Ewers got hurt, and they had to grind out that victory. I think Bama wins, and I think Bama wins big here. I was so discouraged what I saw from Arkansas last week, up 14-0. Then they get punched in the mouth a little bit, and they had no counter punch. And A&M, who's not a great A&M team this year, they win. I think Bama rolls Arkansas this weekend, and it pains me to say that because I really like Pittman and Jefferson with Pig Suey, and I would love to do the Pig Suey chant on Saturday, but I just don't think I'm going to be in a position to do so.
I'm with you. I think Alabama wins. I'm hesitant on the 17. I'm going back and forth. I could see a situation where, like last year, Arkansas lost by a touchdown.
Yeah,
I could definitely see a situation
where it's like it's 20, they're up by three scores, and then they get a touchdown late, Jefferson rushing score.
Or not even that. I can see a situation where they make Max Johnson second half like look unstoppable, and then they come in here and like lock up Bryce Young. It's just like almost like it makes no sense, kind of classic college football. I could see that. Also, on the other hand, I could see a situation where it's 35-3 in the end of the fourth quarter.
Here's a game that has not got a lot of national play, and maybe it has to do with Baylor losing to BYU and their offense not being in a great spot, but you know Dave Aranda always has a good defense. Here's one of the more underrated teams in the country, and it's crazy to say this, just where they're ranked, Oklahoma State. No one ever brings up Oklahoma State in any college football playoff conversation so far this year. Sanders is awesome at quarterback, and that's the difference to me, Spencer Sanders. I'm taking Oklahoma State this week to go beat Baylor. And I hope this is just not the Big 12 shooting themselves in the foot. I am rooting, since Oklahoma has gone down, Baylor has gone down, I am rooting for Oklahoma State to run the table.
I am picking Oklahoma State. I have no idea what kind of team they are. You mentioned before about like Michigan playing no one. Oklahoma State's played absolutely no
one. Can Sanders get in the Heisman conversation? He's been great, great so far this year.
With a game like this,
go
he could
have a signature
absolutely
moment. Go through for five touchdowns, all right?
Have a day.
I'm taking Wake Forest this week up. I would like to see Florida State win. I will trust the better quarterback here. I'll take Wake Forest up against Florida State. Yourself?
Oh, you're in a lot of agreement today. I am also on Wake.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
Seminole, I like fans. The Demon Deacons. Bounce back.
Seminole fans, start chanting. Start jumping up and down. That means you're going to win if both Hickey and I are on Wake Forest. NC State, Clemson.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll let you go first.
I'm going the Wolfpack. Good front. Actually, really good defense. All
wow.
Three layers.
Even after a very energetic Dave Dorn joined us yesterday, you're going Wolfpack?
He actually fired me up. Yes. He inspired me to say, you know what?
Seemed like he was sleeping through half the interview.
I'm back in the pack with that motivational speech he gave. But I think that this Clemson offensive line is not very good. Wake Forest is not in position to actually push the offensive line last week. That's why DJ had a lot of time and played really well. He gets flustered when he gets pressure on him. I think the Wolfpack will get pressure on him. And I will trust the Wolfpack going into Death Valley to end that 36-game home winning streak or whatever it is. They'll end the streak tomorrow night.
I just don't think this is a good spot for NC State. You have a Clemson defense. I know their secondary is not good. It's banged up. But the defensive line is maybe the best defensive line in the country. You have a Clemson defense who didn't play good last week. And now you have DJ with some momentum, what he did up against Wake Forest last week with all those passing touchdowns. I don't love Clemson as like a legit playoff contender that I think could do some damage. And I've been skeptical about DJ, but I think this is a favorable spot for Clemson. And also, we don't know what the weather is going to be. Like, it's supposed to be bad weather. You wonder how that's going to impact the game. That could put Leary in a tough spot. I will just take what I think is the better overall team, slightly Clemson, over NC State. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming on back. A little QB draft for the next 5 years.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are,
whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
This season, for the first time, you could hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, the International Series, Holiday Triple Headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com, via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That is what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, so two quarterback matchups that we love this weekend. Josh Allen against Lamar Jackson. And then on Sunday night, you do have Patrick Mahomes going to Tampa. And we send our best to everyone that is unfortunately going through this storm right now and hope everyone is okay going up against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay, maybe soon again, Champa Bay Buccaneers. Which quarterback matchup are you more excited about? Is it Lamar Jackson against Josh Allen, HTH, or is it Tom Brady going up against Patty Mahomes?
I would say Lamar versus Allen, arguably the two best quarterbacks right now in the NFL this year.
I would say it's Lamar and Allen. It has nothing to do with the rankings. It has to do with, I just think that's going to be a higher offensive explosion type of game because those teams, Lamar, it's himself. And he goes, runs the ball for 100 yards, gets touchdowns, and then throws the ball for like 3-4 passing touchdowns like we saw last week. Sure, does Duvernay, Dobbins, guys like Bateman, can they step up and elevate their game? We'll see, but that offense is Lamar. The Bills are coming off a loss. And not only that, I guess you're going to have Gabe Davis in this game. We'll see. You got Stephon Diggs. Like, there's just more offensive firepower where you look at Kansas City. It's Kelce, and we'll see who starts to try to attempt to replace Tyreek Hill. And for the Bucs, we know Evans is back from the suspension, but we don't know what's going to happen with Godwin. We don't know what's going to happen if Julio Jones, if they're able to even play. So I do think Tampa and Kansas City is a lower scoring game. I think it's going to be fireworks between Josh Allen and then also Lamar Jackson. I haven't looked at the over. I'd probably take the over, just for starters. Like, that's just my gut reaction without even seeing it. If I could make one blind bet this week, you know, I would just hit the over there. But with these quarterback matchups, it got me thinking, if we had to draft quarterbacks for the next 5 years, who would you take? So, Hickey, I'm going to take five. You're going to take five here. And could we throw Brady and Rodgers out of the conversation? Because even though Brady never retires, I would be surprised if he's playing five more years of football. He'll be divorced if that's the case.
Wow. The great Zach Gelb is doubting Tom Brady playing till 50 years old.
Surprising. So much for everyone that says I'm a Brady homer and a Brady apologist.
I think you should take Tom Brady number one overall.
And it seems like Rodgers only playing 2 years max. So the goal of this exercise, next 5 years to lead your franchise, I don't think Brady and Rodgers are playing five more years. Hot take. I'll start things off. Patrick Mahomes. That's who I'm going. Number one.
Hot take. I'll take then Josh Allen.
Wow. See, that's the right pick, but I'm surprised it's coming from you since you've been one of his biggest critics.
And he has done nothing but turn it around. I got to give him credit.
I'm going Lamar Jackson.
I will go then Joe Burrow.
What the heck were you just doing?
That's what the kids say. Joe Burr. Burr.
Yeah, but that did not sound like the way that you thought it sounded.
That sounded worse?
Yeah, it sounded like you were doing a little motorboating right there.
All right. I will stick to Joe Burr. Instead of trying to, you know, pretend like I was having hypothermia.
Can you try that again? What does that sound like? Sorry, I missed you. I'm having a hearing problem today.
Joe Burr.
One more time?
Burr. Who's looking very burr in that flower suit yesterday? That was fly.
Okay. Now, if he would have lost that game, could he have wore that suit to the podium?
No. No. Do not go like Russell Wilson wearing that mint green suit with the bow tie.
It was gross.
Talking about a 64-yard field goal attempt with 5 seconds left.
Oh, by the way, I caught something last night, and I did not see a reaction from you on social media since you attacked him last week. Your boy, Tony Gonzalez, is back wearing the gloves outdoors.
Bad luck, Tony. Now, what? I don't want
to.
Well,
let me be fair. He can wear whatever he wants. He's a good-looking man.
Oh, he is.
He can wear gloves, and he has the leather gloves. He pulls it off really well. He looks like a superstar.
But, you know, let's toughen up a little bit. It's not that cold.
You telling someone to toughen up.
I mean, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick out there wearing a T-shirt underneath or whatever that was.
Can we be real? Right now you're wearing a sweatshirt and a jersey. So I think you're a little bit cold.
No, just it was in the 50s today, but no
and
gloves.
What's the temperature in that on that
70 degrees.
Thermostat?
70 degrees.
So could we just put it down to 60 and see if you toughen up a little bit?
I'll tell you this. It'd be cold. I would not wear gloves.
Okay. So in our draft for quarterbacks for the next 5 years, I'm taking Mahomes one. You took Allen one. I then took Lamar Jackson. You took Joe Burrow. Pick number three, Justin Herbert. That doesn't really go.
Does not go.
Herbert. Yeah, I'm going Herbert.
This is actually really tough. I can go a bunch of different ways here.
I know where you're going to go.
What do you think? I've circled the name.
I'm not going to tell you.
I've circled the name.
I am writing the name down. I will write it down on this piece of paper. And that way, if you say it, you know I'm not lying. And if you don't say it, then I will take him.
I'm going to say talent wins out. I'm going to go to Deshaun Watson.
Oh, wow. You know what's funny? That's not who I was thinking. I didn't even think of Deshaun because he's not playing right now.
It's a risk. I get it. I'll take the talent.
Okay. Now, since I'm put in this position.
This is tough. Like, this is a really good exercise.
I know I just said I was going to take this guy if you didn't take him. I'm going to wait.
Oh.
I'm going Kyler Murray. That was not the guy who I thought.
Ooh.
Now, I think you'll go with this guy here. Go ahead.
Take Trevor Lawrence.
Yep, that was the guy. I thought you were going to take him there at three. That's a good pick by you. Good pick.
We have 4-4, one to go. A lot of quarterbacks out there.
Now, here's who on the table, right? Jalen Hurts, Tua, Mac Jones, Dak, Trey Lance.
Interesting. No Russell Wilson.
No, 5 years, and he's already starting to show starts of decline. 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. Because here's why. Could he go play two more great years? Yeah. Suffers an injury. That concerns me a little bit. I can't believe I'm going to wind up with both Kyler and Dak.
Interesting.
But I'm going to... Oof. You know what? I'm going upside here. Jalen Hurts.
Hurts. This is tough.
You got to take Dak here.
I'm actually not. I'm actually between Trey Lance and Tua.
Wow, no Dak?
No Dak. I will go, you know, I've been a Tua supporter. I'll go Tua.
Oh, you're leading the Tua-non.
Tua-non.
So who's egregious here, that or guys that are shocking that are left out of here? Dak? Russ?
Would you include Stafford? I know he's older.
No.
Trey Lance, is that a...
No, hasn't shown anything yet. Jordan Love, are you going to tell me next?
No.
So I go for the next 5 years. If you had to do only 5 years, Mahomes... Lamar Jackson, Herbert, Murray, Hurts. Hickey goes Allen, Burrow, Watson, Trevor Lawrence, and then is leading the charge on the 2-0.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And
did we mention it's all free?
Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.